You're listening to 88.9 FM and HD1. We are online at WQCS.org. I'm Tiffany Termini. It's a windy morning and the water is choppy, but that doesn't stop at least two jet skis from launching at the Jensen Beach Causeway. There are not many boats on the water on this day, but that will soon change when summer arrives. You might want to consider getting a vessel safety check. The United States Coast Guard Auxiliary is the uniformed civilian component of the U.S. Coast Guard. Their mission is to promote boater safety. They offer boating classes and free vessel safety checks. Tom Butler is the commander of Flotilla 58 for the Coast Guard Auxiliary in Fort Pierce. While conducting vessel safety checks, he sees many boaters making the same mistakes, such as improperly displaying registration numbers on each side of a boat.
The majority of things that we find, number one will be the lettering, the Florida lettering. There's two letters, four numbers, two letters. There has to be a space between the letters and the numbers. Most of the people don't apply them properly, and that usually is a predominant failure for a lot of the boat inspections.
Butler says people tend to have expired flares or visual distress signals.
They're only good for 42 months, and then they're no longer considered useful on board.
He also says boaters tend to neglect the overall cleanliness of their boats, such as having oil in the engines. Corroded navigation lights are another common issue. These items are only a few out of the 15 required items reviewed. Sean Hart is a Flotilla 58 staff officer who also inspects vessels.
Okay, first thing I'm going to need to see are your personal flotation devices.
Hart is doing a vessel safety check on a recreational boat. He's explaining how the law requires for there to be a life jacket for each person on board. Children are required to wear life jackets at all times. There are a few details you should check when buying a life jacket.
The biggest thing you want to look for on them is Coast Guard approved, and you also want to look for the weight,
the maximum weight
of the person. You also want to look for the user's chest size, because they come in different sizes. They have them for kids, they have them for adults, they have them for animals also. And you also want to make sure that you check on the issue date, the manufacturer, and the inflation and the recreational type. Every different type of activity you're doing requires a specific type of life jacket.
Butler even suggests a life jacket for your dog.
People most of the time don't have life jackets for their dogs, but they should, because if the dog goes overboard, they do get tired swimming. Now you got this big, wet, heavy dog that you're trying to get back in, where if they got a life jacket, you got a little bit more time, plus the life jackets come with a handle, so you can just kind of pick the dog up and bring it back on board.
Another important reviewed item is
fire extinguisher. Okay. When you have your fire extinguisher, it's not mandatory to be mounted. It's a recommended because it's easier.
Hart says having your fire extinguisher mounted makes for easy access. If it isn't mounted, you should keep it somewhere visible and handy. Keeping a bucket on board is another good idea in case your bilge pump fails. That's the water pump that removes excess water from the bilge, which is the lowest compartment of a boat that sits below the waterline.
You said you just had a radio. Was it a marine radio or
yep.
A regular radio?
Marine
radio on board? Okay. Recommend marine radios.
Hart says it's a good idea to have a marine radio in case your cell phone loses its signal while out on the water. The Coast Guard Auxiliary does free vessel safety checks the first Saturday of every month at Bass Pro Shops in Port St. Lucie and the second Saturday of every month at the Stan Blum Boat Ramp in Fort Pierce. You can also call or go online to request a vessel safety check, and a member will come to your home for free. To find out more, visit the link on our website, WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Tiffany Termini.